Welcome to Retail for the Rest of Us, a podcast for indie retailers, makers, and shop owners who want to do business differently. I'm your host, Janine Malone, retail expert, small business cheerleader, and the founder of Feel Good Retail. On this show, you'll hear insights, strategies, and ideas on how to sustain and scale your shop without sacrificing your sanity. Each week, you'll hear from me and the occasional guest expert in what I hope feels more like a voice note from your retail BFF than a business podcast. Additional goodies and support can be found in our show notes and at feelgoodretail.com. Now, let's get into the show. Hey, everyone. Welcome back to Retail for the Rest of Us. I'm your host, Janine Malone, and this is season 6 of the podcast. I know. Can you believe it? I personally don't feel a day over season 2 because I am just now speaking into a real microphone instead of a pair of Apple wired headphones that I've had since like 2010. So if you notice a certain flair, a little NPR soothing vibe to my voice, that's why. It's because I feel like Fraser Crane sitting behind this microphone, staring at my huge screen in front of me with notes. That being said, I usually ignore the notes, as I'm sure you can tell. It's a real off-the-cuff vibe here, but I am excited to be back, and I hope that the last few months have offered you an opportunity to rest, review, restore. I wanted to bring the podcast back now because we are literally closing the door, financially speaking, on last year. This is coming out right around the good old tax day, so I'm sure you need a boost. I certainly do. And I just think it's really time to look forward and to look to the next 8 months of the year, what we want to create, what we want to bring to life, what we want to sell, what goals we're hoping to achieve. As Feel Good Retail has evolved, what I have become passionate about is helping entrepreneurs feel like the back of house, their systems, their operations, their strategy feels as aligned and exciting as the things that happen front of house, on the sales floor, on their favorite social media channels, in their community. And that means that the first few months of the year is often spent kind of recalibrating, reviewing, and starting to project into the new year. So I'm feeling excited to fully turn my face towards the sun and look at the rest of 2024 together. That being said, I know, because I've heard from a few of you, that it feels like a really scary time to be an indie retail owner. I know that being on Instagram, you've seen many of your favorite shops closing, institutions, small businesses that you thought were really innovative and exciting, and businesses owned by your friends. And that is really scary. As someone who has been through her share of closures as well in her career and more recently, I know how scary and painful and hard those kind of transitions are. And I hope that this podcast can serve as both a respite and a place where you can feel really good and feel really excited to hear about people who are doing really amazing things and maybe take some tips away for yourself, as well as a place that we can be realistic about the reality of running a business. This is why I'm so passionate about business operations, about strategy, because closures, although they happen for many, many, many reasons, I think that we can often see things coming down the pipeline a little bit more clearly when we understand the back end of our businesses better. I don't want any of you to be shocked by a transition or an evolution or a downsizing or a closing in your business. I want you to be able to be as comfortable as the CEO and strategist behind your business as you are as the creative director and the visionary. Because the last thing I want for you is for you to feel disempowered or out of control in your business. And listen, that's not to say that shit doesn't happen and things don't just hit the fan sometimes. Trust me, someday I will buy you all a drink and tell you all about the times that has happened to me. But regardless of the circumstance, I do want you to feel like you're capable of making empowered and strategic decisions. And the first thing that requires is being able to engage with the business itself. that was a huge motivator for me creating the Here and Now, which is our monthly membership that serves indie retailers looking to uncover the secrets, skills, and cycles needed to build their sustainable shop. Inside, you get access to our resource library, seasonal strategic workshops, monthly almanacs, and some extra surprises that will help you shift the focus away from just linear growth hamster wheel and leaning more into the slow, steady, and seasonal approach to retail to make sure you have all of your bases covered and that you feel really confident as a strategic superstar. I want indie retailers to feel as comfortable with analytics, with strategy, with operations as they do with creativity, visioning new products, working with customers. Frankly, I think there's plenty of marketing advice out there, but not enough content around helping business owners identify what strategies will work best to achieve their unique goals. And what that leads to is overwhelm, burnout, exhaustion, confusion, disempowerment, and frankly, it leads to a lot of businesses looking exactly the same. And that's not why I love indie retail. I love indie retail because of the variety, the diversity, the like wacky, unique concepts that people bring to life that really just work and that make us feel more connected to them. Because if every indie retailer keeps looking the same, it's going to feel just like shopping at big box stores. So the Here and Now is our seasonal membership. You can join. You can learn more at feelgoodretail.com/join. It's $28 a month. And you can learn more, of course, on the website. I really wanted to create something accessible. We've been having so much fun in there so far in Q1. And there's lots to dive into if you join today. That being said, I did want to share something that comes from the resource library that I've built inside of the Here and Now, because I think it will ground us into this new season and give you a step forward if you're feeling like, you're right, I do need to be more strategic. I do need to prioritize spending time in the back end of the business. I do need to make time to serve my role as CEO of this business. And listen, I know CEO is like such a like bleh term. Especially when you're a solo business owner, it's like, okay, like, let me just change my hat here and like put on a tie. But it's really critical to be both an operator inside of your business and a strategic leader. Those are two different tasks, making the plan and executing the plan. So with that in mind, I wanted to share an excerpt from a resource inside of the Here and Now called Retail Rituals, aka 3 things to add to your calendar right now, no matter the season. Because seasons come and go, but some things never change. Like Jeff Bezos acting and looking, frankly, like a cartoon villain. By incorporating these 3 recurring rituals into your calendar, we've got you covered for the month. You'll review the past, plan for the future, and take time to make sure that you are well-resourced enough to keep moving forward in life and business. What totals to a few hours of work a month is going to give you a 360 view of your shop and will work wonders in soothing your nerves. But why rituals and not just tasks or meetings? Well, because first of all, tasks and meetings sound boring as hell. Nobody wants more meetings, and I certainly don't need to add another thing to my to-do list. When you have a meeting set with yourself or a priority just for you, how often does it get pushed back to the bottom of your to-do list? My guess, pretty frequently. Rituals, however, become deeper, better, more vibrant, and more powerful through repetition. They also have a clear agenda and a desired outcome. So, what are the 3 dates we're adding to your GCal right now? A data date, a strategy session, and your shopkeeper self-care. First is your date with your data. All you need is 30 to 60 minutes at least one time a month. And your goals are to check in on the health of your shop, build familiarity with your analytics, and pivot your plan where necessary. What you'll need is a simple data doc. You can find our template inside of the Here and Now, your sales software, and your past data and/or benchmarks. Getting comfortable with the quantitative side of your business is critical as an entrepreneur. Retail is, after all, a numbers game. Sales, sell-through, inventory, markup, conversion, retention, it's a lot of math. And I know that can be scary for many of you. So I like to keep it simple and make it consistent with data dates. First, set the mood. Get in your softest clothes, light a candle, get a fun bev. The more intimidating this is to you, the cozier and more comfortable you should be. Close all of your tabs and put your phone on Do Not Disturb. Pull up your sales software and record your stats. Inside the Here and Now, you'll find a list of KPIs that you could track, including my non-negotiables, and you can use previous sessions and your past averages as a benchmark for success. Ritual number two is a strategy session. You'll need about 60 to 90 minutes, and I recommend doing this at least once a quarter, but ideally once a month. Your goals are to make a plan to support your sales goals, review what's working well and what needs improvement, and craft a strategy. What you'll need is your sales goal, your data sheet, and a notebook or a blank doc. Becoming more strategic is a superpower. It will save you time, money, and lots of headaches. So much effort is wasted by making decisions as they come. Crafting a strategy can help focus your attention. Think of like a magnifying glass in the sun. By creating a plan, you give yourself permission to experiment, test what works, and make progress and improvements over time. Plus, when you centralize your decision-making, you free up a hell of a lot of space in your brain. Inside the Here and Now, you'll find an exact agenda, opening, first half, second half, and closing for how to run your own successful strategy session. And last, but very much not least, is your shopkeeper self-care. Yes, I literally want you to schedule this and make it non-negotiable for yourself at least once a month, with the goal being to give you an opportunity for rest, create space between you and the business, and support you doing your best work. All you'll need is yourself and time away from the shop, because small business ownership can feel like a never-ending grind. Sure, we love it, but damn, it can be hard to figure out where your business ends and where you begin. You deserve a break. And if you need the extra motivation, know that the better you take care of yourself, the better running your shop will feel. And don't worry, your to-do list will be right where you left it when you're done. I personally suggest making a menu of things to help you unwind that fall into 15-minute practices, 30-minute practices, or an hour-plus practices so that you can fit in this kind of self-care whenever you need a break and also schedule bigger moments of rest and rejuvenation into your business. So what's that? A couple hours a month to feel totally on top of your shit at work? Sounds good to me. And if you want even more instruction, including our templates, our KPIs, the agenda for a strategy session, all of that lives inside of the Here and Now, and we would love to have you join us. Until next time, thank you for being here. Thank you for being in business. Cheers to season 6, and cheers to feeling good. Thanks for listening to Retail for the Rest of Us. Find additional information and resources related to this episode in the show notes or on our website, feelgoodretail.com. This show was lovingly produced and edited by Softer Sounds, a feminist podcast studio. If you enjoyed this episode, please take a minute to text it to your business bestie, share it on social media, and leave us a rating or review. It really helps the show grow organically, and we love making new friends. Thank you for being here. Thank you for being in business, and cheers to feeling good.